Good morning. Today, our question is, what do we do with the setting of the Seder table? And in particular, this year, it's a little bit different because the Seder is on Motzei Shabbos, is on Saturday night, which means we are going from Shabbos into the Seder. It's not like a normal year that we go from a weekday to the Leil HaSeder into Yontif, and accordingly we can do all of our preparations right before the Seder, because we're going from a weekday here, we're going from Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, is going to be the Seder, and for Chutz La'aretz, that's going to be the first Seder. The second Seder is going to be Sunday night. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows: Yehei Shulchano Aruch mi be'od yom kedei le'echol miyad mishetachshach. We should be setting our table, the Seder table, on Erev Pesach, right before, during the day, Erev Pesach. It should all be set, ready to go when Yontif starts, so we can start our Seder immediately. For example, when people come back from Shul, the men come back from Shul, or whoever may have gone, start at nightfall. That is when we should, and we shouldn't have a delay to start setting the table then, so do it during the daytime. So that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Sefer Ma'amar Hamin Hagim. He brings a different minhag. This is a Sefer written by the Maharam Chagiz, and he says there are those who are noach to not prepare it the Erev, the day before leading into this Leil HaSeder, but 3 days in advance. 3 days in advance of the Seder, they prepare the Seder table, and the reason for that, it's as a zecher. It's to remember the Korban Pesach, that they would check, Klal Yisrael would check their animal that they would use for their Korban Pesach 3 days in advance to see if there were any defects. So in order to remember their preparations 3 days in advance, checking the Paschal Lamb, so too we set our table 3 days in advance. Now this year is a little bit different because we are going not from a weekday into the Leil HaSeder, but we're going from Shabbos to the Leil HaSeder, and accordingly we cannot be setting the table on Shabbos for the use of Saturday night, which is Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif. You can't prepare from Shabbos to Yontif. So accordingly, that leaves us with setting the table on Saturday night. So right after Shabbos ends, that's when we set the table, and we have to do it quickly so we don't have a large delay, but we cannot be preparing the table on Shabbos for Yontif. Another option is some people, they eat outside because they don't want to have the chametz inside because it's Shabbos, we need lechem mishnah, etc. And we'll talk about this Mirat Hashem in the coming days, or the coming weeks, but there are those that will eat outside. So if that's the case, they're going to eat outside the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal or meals, then in that situation, you could set the regular table before Shabbos. It'll sit there for Shabbos and be ready for Motzei Shabbos. That's an option, certainly. Next question when it comes to the setting of the table is, what do we set it with? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Yisader Shulchano Yafe Mikelim Na'im Kefi Kocho. We set our tables with beautiful kelim, with beautiful vessels. For example, if we have the Kiddush cup, choose the nicest one or the nicest ones, the nicest plates, the nicest everything that we have based on our ability. Whatever we have should be the nicest that we have in our possession. So that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Set the table beautifully with really nice kelim, the Maharil. He says similar, but he goes somewhat in a different direction, or directions, as we'll see shortly. So the Maharil, who was one of the grandfathers, or if not the grandfather, of Ashkenazic practice, Ashkenazic minhagim, says as follows: Da afilu kelim hamimushchanim biyado min agoyim. Even those vessels that you have borrowed for non-Jews, it is permitted. Mutar lahasim al shulchan miyuchad lismoach b'riyasam. You can put it on a designated table in order to be happy when we see those beautiful kelim. So the Maharil is saying something fascinating here. The concept of having these beautiful vessels, the kelim, the goblets, trays, platters, etc., is not necessarily for use. It is in order to have a beautiful table and to bring a simcha from that. He even says you can have a separate table. He says, well, you can even use the trays, the other kalim that you borrowed from a non-Jew, and put it on a separate table just to look at it and to be happy looking at it. So we see here the concept is not necessarily only putting kalim that are functional on the table, but having beautiful kalim on the table, even if we're not going to be using it, even if it's not ours, that would indeed still be permitted and a mitzvah because we're beautifying the Seder table. So that is the next point. The first point was, when do we set the table? And that is typically in advance, but this year it has its challenges, so it may have to be right at the beginning, right before the Seder. Question number two is, what do we set it with? Beautiful things, beautiful kalim, even just to look at them, not necessarily functional. Even if we don't need them, we should put it on the table. And the last question of the day is, who should be setting the table? So the Sefer Yesod Yosef says it should be a Jewish person. He says, don't have a non-Jewish assistant, a housekeeper, be setting our Pesach Seder, where we're going to do Haseba as free men. It should be a Jewish woman that does it. In fact, he goes on to say that ideally it should be a pure Jewish woman. In other words, she shouldn't be a Nida. She should have gone to the mikvah, and ideally would be a younger girl who has not started menstruating yet. That's even on a higher level. On the other hand, we have the Sidur of the Chassam Sofer that records that the Chassam Sofer himself was the person who set his Seder table. And in fact, his Talmud, the Maram Ash, did the same. So we see here the importance of the Chassam Sofer is spending the time setting a Seder table. We see the significance and importance of doing so, and it lends importance that the person be Tahor, a woman who has gone to mikvah, and a man, the greatest sage here, the Chassam Sofer, the gadol of his generation, indeed, thought that was more worthwhile for his time than spending that time learning, which he did all the time. So if the Chassam Sofer is stopping from his learning and doing such, he's setting the table, that is really indicative of the significance of the preparation of setting the Seder table. Have a wonderful day.